Later today, we'll get the FOMC policy decision. The broad expectation heading into the event risk is that the Fed will leave rates on hold for the second consecutive month. Many believe the Fed is now done raising rates in this economic cycle. However, the Fed hasn't been willing to let go of this possibility, which has kept the market in a state of uncertainty, resulting in broad-based U.S. dollar demand and downside pressure on stocks. What's even more interesting right now is that we've been getting more dovish-leaning messages out from other central banks like the ECB and BOE and, of course, as always, the BOJ. But what's happened is that we've seen even more demand for the U.S. dollar as monetary policy divergence becomes more of a story in recent weeks, with the U.S. dollar taking in the added flow on the yield differential advantage. And so the widely expected rate pause won't be what generates volatility in the aftermath of the decision. The bigger focus for the market will be on the Fed's communication around the rate path going forward, and if in fact it is more inclined to signal an end to tightening. The market will be looking to the Fed's forecasts on economic growth and inflation, along with the dot plot, for any added insights. We believe the Fed will continue to express enough concern about inflation that it won't want to abandon the possibility for additional rate hikes, especially with the economy looking solid overall. We suspect the Fed chair will talk about data dependency going forward so as to keep the overall tone balanced. But on net, given the market's ongoing desire to be wanting to price in a more accommodative Fed, and given the trend over the past several months of the Fed letting down the market as far as what it wants to see, we suspect the balance of risk slants in favor of the possibility for more dollar demand and downside pressure in stocks in the aftermath. That's all for now.